Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We bless your name. It's the last Sunday of the fourth month. Can we lift our hands and just thank Him? Thank Him. Testify to His goodness. Thank Him. We bless you. We bless you for your care. We magnify your name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We return and we sing about Kabiyes. Only you can do this thing.
There is no one else like you.
Can you thank Him, bless His name? January, February, March, April. Only you can do this thing.
There is no one else like you.
We bless you, we bless you.
Only you can do this. There is no one else like you. Only you can do this thing.
Can we lift our hands to Him? Give Him praise, give Him worship. Exalt His name. Exalt His name. Exult in Him. Give Him praise. Give Him honor. Only you can do this.
There is no one else like you.
We bless you.
Oba.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Kabiyesin. Only you can.
We bless you.
Kabiyesin.
So we return.
Your Majesty.
We return. And we declare your majesty. We return. And we give you praise. We return. We give you honor. We return and we glorify your name. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name. We thank you. We honor your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat in God's presence. Thank you. Psalm 115. Let's read from verse 12. Psalm 112. From verse 12. The Lord, I want us to read together. 1, 2, go. The Lord, I can't hear you. Are you in church? You are feeling cold. Let me hear you. Let's go. Number 1, 2, go. As He remembered us, He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. May the Lord give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Verse 16, the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth He has given to the children. You are behaving like sine wave. You go up, you come down, you drink. You remember you are ready, you forget you are ready. Then you join middle way, you do. Because of that, we are going to read again from verse 12. I want to hear you. I want it to enter your spirit. Many of you don't know the power in reading the word of God aloud. Can I shock you? There are some things that happen to you. There are some oppression of a devil. that if you read the Bible aloud, it can never happen to you again. In fact, we don't need to minister deliverance to you. When you read scripture alive, it is powerful. I don't know why many of you don't come to church with Bible again, that you are waiting for something on the screen. Nowhere to mark, nowhere to write anything, so that later, when something happens, you will remember, you will check and see. You wrote somewhere. You have no writing pad. You have nowhere to write. You have a good phone. Your gele is covering everybody's eye. When you enter trouble, there's nothing to fall back on. Open your mouth. Read in church. You can't read. Did you come for a show? But when you hear anything that has to do with die, this place will be shaking. No wonder nobody is dying and nothing is happening. Because the word of God that is powerful, you refuse to read, you refuse to study, you refuse to meditate on. When we ask you to read, it is work. After I didn't ask you to raise your hand, if you ask people to raise their hand, it's as if you are punishing them. They remember secondary school because they were very naughty and they were always raising their hand. So when they come to you, raise your hand, wahala. Let's go back and read. It's the word of God. That is the source of your blessing. That is the constitution of heaven. That is the foundation on which your life stands or falls. Don't be afraid to read the word. At home, you are not reading. In church, read. Wahala. Okay, I heard somebody say, Pastor, calm down. Okay, I don't calm down. Can we read now? I don't calm. Okay, we read. Let's go. There we are. Let's go. The Lord else. Sir, do you know that if you read this scripture every morning in your shop, you can never go bankrupt? It is because your problem, many people's problem is ignorance. And what works in the kingdom, they don't understand. Many people think they know what works, and they don't understand. Scripture never returns to God void. It must accomplish the purpose for which God wrote it. It must accomplish. It must. Of a necessity. It must accomplish what God sent it for. And this scripture was written for a reason. When we read it aloud, it must accomplish that. Are we in church? Many people can talk about Buhari. They can't read. If they finish short now, at those parking lots, you hear different things, shouting, screaming everywhere. APC, PTP, 100 million form, the form of heaven they hear. They will not read. You think they are very quiet until you see them outside. What will move your destiny forward? You abandon it. All what you do is social media. Did you hear Chris Land? Did you hear Osinachi? You talk. You forgot your life. Okay. Pastor, be calming down. And let's go. From 115, 12 to 14. 1, 2, go. The Lord met us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both the small and the great. Now, may the Lord give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who make the heavens and the earth. The heavens are the Lord's heavens, but the earth he has given to the children of man. Today, in continuation of our series of the supernatural shift, we've looked at supernatural progress. We've looked at supernatural lifting. Today, we want to look at supernatural increase. I need you to know that increase is you becoming bigger, better, and greater in amount than you are now. Increase is growth. Increase is to multiply. Increase is to grow greater in all areas of life. Increase is abundance. Is to excel. Is to mature. Is to grow in authority. It is to be enhanced. Is to grow in value. Is to enlarge in scope and territory. So what we are talking about today
is your growth and your moving forward.
That is increase. When we add supernatural to increase, it takes another dimension.
There are increase that you have to work for. There are increase you have to do. But when we add supernatural to it, sometimes it gets beyond you. It's giving this into the divine arena where God himself will do something special at a higher level for you.
So what I'm saying is, as your pastor, I know most of you have worked hard. May there not be an increase. But we want God that has all power to visit you and cause you to increase. That is all what we mean. Are we seeing, George?
So what I mean by supernatural increase is that above and beyond normal,
let the Lord increase you.
Above and beyond the natural, let the Lord increase you. Beyond anything you have ever experienced before. Beyond anything humanly possible. Beyond your skills. Beyond your education. Beyond your strength. Beyond your abilities. Beyond your capabilities. Beyond all those things. But according to the ability and grace of God alone, that there might be an increase for you.
Are we in church? If you give birth to a child, and the child reaches 18 months and he's not walking up and down,
will be running up and down.
If give birth a child and the child is 36 months old and he's not talking, there will be alarm bells sounding everywhere because there are expectations of growth for every living thing.
One of the characteristics of a living thing
is growth.
Even at the time when we don't grow in height again, we grow in noise. There are some things you say, they say,
why are you behaving below your age?
Because a characteristic of a human being is growth. So increase happens to anything that is living. When something has life, that thing grows. When that something has life, that thing increases.
Then we have discovered that many times in our lives, even though we are alive, things are not increasing, things are not growing, things are not moving in the direction that we want. Because of this, we need to know that it is God that we have to run to, because it's God that brings increase.
Verse 14 of Psalm 115 that we read. Verse 14 of that verse. Can we all read together? May the Lord increase you. May the Lord give you increase, you and your children. Can I hear you? Read it. Let me hear. May the Lord increase you. You. I can't hear you once again. May the Lord increase you. You. And I've always told you that God is a multi-generational God. When he does for one generation, he wants to continue it throughout the other generation. And that is why all the blessing and the promise of God for your life, it is not necessary that all of them will happen to you in your lifetime. Abraham, I will enlarge you. I will make you a great nation. When Abraham was dying, he only had 8 children. In fact, some think it's 1, some think it's 2. But according to the Bible, he had only 8. 8 is not a promise of the abundance and a nation that God gave him. But in the time of his children, that promise came to pass. So if God gives you a promise, and not necessarily it has not come to pass in your generation or in your time yet, don't give up on God thinking that it is over. Because in your loins, or you have given birth to children who are still part of you that God has decided to increase. Are we still in church? Because most of the challenge we have is that we are selfish and self-centered with the promises and the blessings of God. So we think if he says one thing to us, it is only a burden throughout. My daughters are part of that blessing that God promised our family. Why? He is a multi-generational God. That's why he said, the Lord give you increase. You and your children. Remember,
Acts 16:31. What must I do to be saved? What did he say? He said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. You and your household. So when God gives you a promise, he wants everybody in your family to enjoy it. That is why it will be a terrible crime for you to go to heaven alone from your family. It will be a crime. Whether you are shy or not shy, whether you have confidence or no confidence, it will be a crime for you to go to heaven alone. Because the blessings of the Lord are multi-generational. Are we saying, church? So our God is the only one that gives increase. Can I say God is a God that gives increase? Say that again, let me hear you. Please say that again, let me hear you. So if things are not working, who do you turn to? You know, there is a Nigerian way of doing things. Don't go the Nigerian way. When things are not working, don't look for somebody to blame. Take responsibility. When things are not working, don't look for man's help immediately. Look for God's help. Let him send men to you or direct you to men to see. Are we in church? The Nigerian way is failing. God's way is consistently working. So you need to know that our God is the only one that gives his children increase. Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians 3:20. Now, to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work in us. We only asked and we thought about it. And God did more. Give me King James or is it New King James. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, far above that we ask or think, according to the power that is at work in us. Our God is the God of increase. He does more than we ask for. He does many things that we never ask for. So, many times when we are complaining about what God has not done, sit down and think about what you never asked for that he did for you. You discover that he has done many things that we never asked for. Why? He is a God of increase. Pastor Joseph Duplantis says, let me read it the way he reads it. He will read it this way. Now, unto him who is able to do exceedingly. Now, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Now, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. He believes that if you read this straight, you will not have the effect that he does exceedingly. He does exceedingly abundantly. He does exceedingly abundantly far above. So God is a multiplier. When you ask, he does far above. Stop cheapening our God. Stop thinking our God is against you. Stop thinking our God does not answer prayer. He does not answer prayer at our level. He answers it exceedingly, abundantly, far above. Can I say exceedingly, abundantly, far above? I didn't hear you. Say, let me hear you once again. Say that again. Let me hear you. From today, as you pray, the one that does exceedingly abundantly far above, let him visit you. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands to him. Lift your two hands to him. May he do for you exceedingly abundantly far above. In this year 2022. In this year 2022. Beginning from this month. Let the Lord do for you exceedingly abundantly far above your experiences of good things. Let it be exceedingly abundantly far above, exceedingly
abundantly, far above. That is my portion in 2022 and beyond, as long as I'm alive, exceedingly, abundantly, far above. That is my portion. That is your portion. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So we have said to it that our God does more than we require. Please understand that God does more than we need. He does more than we require. There is no scarcity in God. We have been breathing forever. Air has not finished. Water will not disappear. Hello, are we still alive? Genesis 9, verse 7. So our God is a God of increase. And number two, our God desires that we increase. Sir, man, increase is not a sin. When you are blessed, it's not the time to be shy and be afraid. It is of God. Man may be against your increase, but they can do nothing about it. You are like a corn in a bottle. The hen, the chicken can look at it. He cannot touch it. Are you here? When God blesses, He protects what He has blessed you with. And it is His desire that you increase. Let's read together. Genesis 9, 7. And you be fruitful and multiply. Team on the earth and multiply in it. New King James or King James. So that thing, before people start thinking Manchester United. Okay, let's go. As for you, be fruitful and now read the next part at the top of the verse. Let me hear you. Bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply. It is not about children alone. Our concerning the work of man, the command of the Lord for you is that you bring forth abundantly. Tell somebody by the side, say, hear the word of the Lord. Bring forth abundantly. Say, there is a supernatural increase for you. Say, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. Say, bring forth abundantly. Bring forth abundantly. Bring forth abundantly. Bring forth abundantly. Genesis 9:19. Jump to verse 19. Our God is wonderful. Look at this. These three were the sons of Noah. And from these three, the whole earth was populated. Listen to me. When God wanted to create a forest, what did He do? He created one seed. One seed of kola nut. One seed of palm oil, oil palm, one seed of cashew. You are enough, sir. If you are planted, if you are watered, there is no end to where you are getting to. As long as there is a seed, you can't determine how big the forest is. It is infinitesimal. It will keep growing forever. That is who you are. You are a seed sent from heaven, planted on earth to abundantly produce and make an impact on earth. Why? Your God is a God of increase. He does not start with many. When He started the world, He knew the world would be filled everywhere. He only started with one. One became two. The two came together. We are where we are. He took everything away. They were left with eight. From that eight, Genesis 9:19. Now, these three were the sons of Noah. And from this, the whole earth was populated. So, if He gave me this, I have a factory. Are you in church? Please, if you get the seed concept, you can never be poor again. But the seed concept is when people talk about it, most of the time you are thinking about giving. Let's put that aside. With one thing, God can turn around and change everything. Therefore, he doesn't need to bring people from outside into your family. You are in your family. You are the one that will bring the change everywhere. Why? One person can change everything. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Hello, do you understand what I'm talking about? As long as God gives you one, it is enough. Did you get that?
Oh my Lord, everybody is having one, two. Everybody else there, you gave me one.
One can turn to anything. 10 can move to zero. 1 can move to a million. It depends on the person having it. Don't complain of the size of what God has given you. He knows why he gave you. It is enough. Please, are we in church? Are we in church? So if God wants to bring an increase, 1 is enough. You are a seed planted on earth to make a difference. Wherever you are, it doesn't matter. If everybody on earth is an unbeliever, once there is one believer, the world can change. Are we in church? So he brought Adam. How many are we on earth today? Do you know the earth population? We are over 7 billion. The over 7 billion came just from one. Always remember, my favorite parable is the parable of the talent. Always remember that God expects an increase from you. Please help me tell somebody. Say, always remember that God expects an increase from you. Tell the person by your side. If you remember the parable of his talents, he gave 1, 5, 1, 3, 1, 1. The one that had 5 did what? He multiplied by 5. He gave him everything and said, well done, good and faithful servant. So I am here to tell you, in case you don't know yet, that you don't know yet, that fruitfulness is faithfulness. Many times, when people don't do anything well, we say, he is faithful. You don't have the right understanding. Because they were fruitful, they were called faithful. God gave you the church with 20 members. After 10 years, there are still 20 members. No plus, no minus. People will commend you that after all, you did not lose anything. But remember the man with one talent. That said, if you stay at the same level, you are insulting the God of increase. The God of increase cannot be at your side. And you are at the same level forever. You are a seed. You are a seed. You might not look it now. Things might not be working now. But you are a seed. Made for multiplication. He does not create non-entities. Are we here? We have listened to the word so much that we don't know who we are. You are the one that brings a change about wherever you are. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the world. Nothing happens well without you there, in your family, in your place of work. You are the one they have been waiting for. You have been there for 5 years, but you have not realized that you are the one they have waiting for. Now I'm telling you that you are the one that God has sent there as a singular light. And then one candle. Another candle. What we need is one matchstick. We can set the whole earth on fire. We don't need many matchsticks. You are the one. Let me hear you say, I am the one. Are you sure? Are you sure? Because I noticed that many people come to church and when pastors say, they say, and they go home and say different things. You are the one. Are we here? Are you sure? If you are sure, say that, let me hear you. Always remember that God rewards increase. Parable of Israel. Let's get a little bit higher. Do you know that God gives supernatural, increasing, unending, unlimited supplies? Wow. I was looking at this yesterday and I was excited. What kind of God is it that gives supernatural, unlimited, unending, increasing supplies all the time? All the time, supernaturally giving, increasing,
unending, limitless supplies
to his children. You need to key into this, please.
1 Kings 17:15-16. 1 Kings 17:15-16.
There was famine in the land decreed by Elijah. And God sent him to a brook. While he was at the brook, a bird, the most greedy and selfish bird, was who God sent to give him food. There's a miracle I want you people to experience. And you know what that miracle is? The person or the issue that you feel cannot release anything to you. We command now. By the word of the Lord, from unexpected quarters, from people you never expected, from situations you never expected, let your increase begin to spring forth from those places. In the name of Jesus, the raven was greedy. It has, it even his children, he doesn't like feeding his children. But he was the one that was sent to Elijah to prove that when God wants to bring an increase, none can stop him. Later, the brook dried up. The raven stopped coming. And God should have sent Elijah to a king. Where did he send him to? Where did he send him to? To a widow. That is a Nigerian problem. When you need help, you go outside, you look at the one with the best car. Forgetting that people don't give because they have. People give because they are. If a man has and is not a good man, he will not give you. When a man gives you, it does not mean that he has. It means that he is good. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It is not the wealthy that gives. It's the people with good heart that gives. You can't see people with good heart outside by the cars they drive. He doesn't care if everybody dies in his family. He's buying the next car. He doesn't have a good heart. After all, he thinks they are not working hard. He thinks they are not smart. So he keeps amassing. It is those people that people in Nigeria look up to. I have an uncle in NNPC. I have an auntie there. He's going to help me. How many of them has helped you? Did you discover that somebody that did not have up to you is the one that is helping you? When somebody helps you, thank the person. It is not your entitlement. They did not create you. They did not bring you to the earth. God did not write it anywhere that when I come, I must give him something. There are many people in church that have received and received and received. They have never thanked anybody. They are coming next time. I woke up this morning while looking at this and I made my mind concerning some things. I made up my mind concerning some things. You need to start making up your mind, Lord. An unappreciative, entitled person will not receive one naira from me again. If Eli, let you go and say, in that place, they don't give yes. You did not work it for me. I will not give you. I'm not saying if you do not appreciate me. I'm saying if I notice you don't appreciate people, you will never receive one naira anywhere from me. Why? That person is a devourer. Do you know this word? Sir, ma, do you know how much it costs to work for 1 hour abroad? He sends you 20,000 naira and you say only 20,000. Go there in the cold and work and know how long it takes for you to get 20,000. You is there sweating. Oh, do they sweat in cold? You are here building your house. He doesn't have a house anywhere. He is still sending you money. Entitled Nigerians, you need to be very appreciative for God to do great things for you. What am I saying? I'm saying God will use people, situations that does not look like it. Nobody goes to widow to ask them for help, but that's where God sent the man to. So you have missed your help many times because you are gauging it with what you see in people's hands. Not what is in people's hands. Are we in church, sir? Okay. So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah. And she and he and her household ate many days. Verse 16. the bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of God, which he spoke by Elijah. So God gave unlimited, unending supplies, unending supplies for him. And I see God doing that for you. In the name of Jesus. That's why I tell people, it's not what is in your account. It is your connection to heaven. Do you understand? If I have 20 million in my account, it can finish at any time. If I have nothing in my account, and I'm connected to heaven, and when I want to buy a speaker, I say, oh Lord, I need money for the speaker. He releases it. What do I need money in my account for? When I come, and I want Joseph's was Pajero. What is it now? About God, the meaning of a good Bentley. Dangote will Lord Imeji. I beg, I beg, Lord, Pastor. Ah. He is able to make everything available for you, unending, unlimited, continually. It did not run dry until the rain started. Did you notice that the manna he gave them in the wilderness, it did not run dry until they entered the promised land? 2 Kings 4. Let's take 1 to 7 or 1 to 5. 2 Kings 4. Your God is a God of increase. Unending. And a certain woman of the wives of a sons of prophets cried out to Elijah saying, your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves. So Elijah said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the earth? You see, you have from questions in the Bible, you have to learn. I'll come in the future and preach about questions in the Bible. By Bartimaeus. And Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. What did he ask him? Say, what do you want me to do for you? Do you think Jesus did not see that he was blind? He might be blind and not be asking for healing. He might be asking for money. If you don't understand how to pray specifics, you will pray for long and not have anything. Here also, he said, what shall I? He has already told her. She already told him that the creditors are coming. He's still asking, what do you want me to do for you? Because it might be that he wants money to run away. What do you want from God? Many people don't know. So when we come to try and say, I have God for something, my God, bless me, bless me. If he blesses you, how will you know he has blessed you? If you are not specific with the blessing. Tell me, what do you have? Do you know what I notice? That for miracle of unending supplies, what activated is already in your house. Stop looking down on what is in your house. Moses, what is in your hand? Did you hear what I said? I did not say the Nigerian way. I said the miracle of unending supply. It is already in your house. Two times, Jesus fed 5,000 men, 4,000 men, without counting women and children. Do you notice that when he asks, what do you have? They already have something small everywhere. That thing that will make you a billionaire, a seed of it, is already in your house. You are the one looking down on it. That seed, that part of it, is already in your house. It is already in your house. It is already in your house. Let me tell you my experience at this church. We discussed it in leadership. You know what? When we get to a place that we needed a skill, we need a set of people, we need something. By the time we start working on it, we discover that 3 months, 6 months before we needed it, God has brought the person into this church already. So, when I notice that I'm not afraid to do anything in church again, I know God provides before he shows you the need.
No, let me tell you, in case you don't understand. Did you notice that God did not create Adam first? Created light. Created food. Created everything he will need for sustenance before he brought Adam. Before you came to this place, the time now that you need help, help has been made available. It is you that is commonizing and looking down on the help. Hello, are you here? Naaman was a field marshal of an army. Who was the one that helped him? In his house was a house girl. But people, Nigerians, house girl. Hey, shut up. Smelly thing. She's the one. Listen, your help is not far away. It's in your house. It's around you. Stop commonizing it. Oh, you didn't understand. Do you understand? If you are too proud, you will suffer. And there is nothing that is miserable than a poor, proud person. So, tell what you have here. And she said, your heart messed up and has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. And let's read that. Then he said, go, borrow vessels from the Lord will only fill your capacity. He will not go beyond it. Do you understand this secret? If I don't put myself under pressure to increase my capacity, my prayer will not increase my capacity. I increase my capacity, my prayer fills my capacity. Do you understand? Listen to me. If you don't speak English, you can pray to tomorrow. You will not be an interpreter. Increase your capacity. Your life increases. Take from everywhere. From all your neighbors. Empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. That is a problem. People don't believe in the power of a God of increase. So they are only always thinking small. Doing small. Always thinking small. Doing small things. Oh, my time. And when you have come in, you shall do what? Just shut the door behind you and your sons. Let me not concentrate on this. Let's just go. Then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her. And she poured it. She poured it out. Now it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her son, bring me another vessel, capacity. And he said to her, read, let me hear you. There is not another vessel. So the oil, the supplies of God to you is according to your capacity. He does not want anything wasted. If your capacity is small, you receive small. If you read the Bible of the talent, he said he gave to them according to their abilities. It's according to their capacity. He does not give to you according to your imagination. He does not give to you according to comparison. Oh my God, you did for Kemi. You did for Kemi. Kemi is only in two groups in the church. I am in five groups in the church. What will you do for Kemi and not do for me? Ability and capacity. Mumu, in case you don't know. When your capacity is small, your increase is limited. When your capacity is small, your impact is limited. Your increase is limited. Are we seeing, church? Let me close with this. My time is fast, man. Oh, and I thought I would go beyond this. Psalm 85, verse 12. God wants to increase your portion. He wants to increase your land. He wants there to be an increase for you. Let's just read. Let's read together. 1, 2, go. Yes, the Lord will give and our land will. What is your land? At that time, everybody was a farmer. Their land is where they go to work. So for some people, this is your land. Hello. Some people are selling kose, that is your land. It must yield an increase. He doesn't want to come after 3 years and you are at the same level. Why?
He said, there the Lord will give what is good and our land. Our land will yield. It will yield increase. Supernatural increase. Our land will yield increase. And can I tell you, rejoice with people that are increasing so that you will increase. Fight people that are increasing so that you will decrease. Stop all this. And now only him is becoming proud. Learn from me. Bros, if you want to see pride, you will see pride. If you want to see help, you will see help. If not that, you receive that one. If not, how you do am now under this economy? I need to make a like this. Please show me the way. Whatever you attack, you can attract. I hope you know. I hope you know. You cannot criticize somebody all your life and expect the blessing from that person to walk to you. Our land is meant to yield its increase. And surely, at this service, everybody's land will yield an increase. In the name of Jesus. Can we check Ezekiel 34:26-27? We pray with that and I leave. Oh my God. Ezekiel 34:26-27. Let's read together. I will make them and the places around my hill a blessing. And I will cause what showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessings. 27. Then the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And the earth, what? Shall yield their increase. They shall be saved in the land, Nigeria. And they shall know that I am the Lord. When I have broken the bands of their yoke and delivered them out of the hand of those who enslaved them. Your land is yielding an increase. Lift your two hands up. Stretch your hand here. We decree unto everybody here. Animo kolia gadamaga, eria gadanama kariaba, erete telebo kuria, adalaba karia. Whatever your hand touch, let there be an increase. We release the grace of increase upon you. A grace of increase upon his house. A grace of increase upon his house. A grace of increase upon his house. A grace of increase upon the house. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. Say, oh Lord my God, let there be an increase for me. Let my feet yield an increase. Let my house yield an increase. Let my family yield an increase. Let my children yield an increase. Whatever I do, let them yield increase. Increase in patronage. Increase in customers. Increase in patronage. Increase in customers. Oh Lord, let my land yield an increase. Yield an increase. Let my land yield an increase. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Jeremiah 30:16, forgive me. These things just keep dropping into my spirit. Jeremiah, is it 31? Oh my God. Lama Garia. 30:19. Jeremiah 30:19. Then, let's go. Then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voice of those who make merry. I didn't hear you. Who is he talking about? I can't hear you. What is the name of the person he's talking about? I will increase you. And they shall not diminish. Hello? Can I say, I shall not diminish. Say from today. Say, according to the word of the Lord. I shall not diminish. According to the word of the Lord from today, I shall not diminish. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. King James said, they shall not be few. They shall not be few. Can you see what I'm saying about you? Stop looking down on yourself, sir. Isaiah 60:22. Aline Mokulia Gada Manzanta. King James. You leave it like that. Leave it like that. Can we all read together as I sit down? A little one shall become a thousand. And a small one, a strong nation. Let's go. I, the Lord, will do what? Will delay it.
will slow down. What will he do? Say what's up. Say, starting from today. Starting from right now. A little one on my side shall be called a thousand. And a small one in my family shall be called a strong nation. The Lord shall hasten it. We thank you. We glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. It's been a wonderful year, wonderful 4 months in God's presence. Lift your right hand to me and just say, Lord, I thank you. I can't say, Lord, I thank you. Okay, let's do this. Psalm 67, verse 5. Is it 5? 67. Psalm 67. King James, put it together. Okay. I want all to read together. From 5 down. Let's go. Want to go. Let the people praise you. Oh, Lord. Let all the people praise you. 6. Can I hear you say then? Can I hear you say then? After the praise, what? Then, then shall the earth yield. You need to know the secret that yields something. When somebody is thankful, praiseful, worshipful, increase follows them. Hello. Can we make a joyful noise to the Lord of increase? By that joyful noise, let there be increase in your harvest. In the name of Jesus, let there be increase in the works of your hands. In the name of Jesus, by that sound of rejoicing, every devourer is rebuked and destroyed in your life. In the name of Jesus, the laws of diminishing returns shall no longer work in your life. In the name of Jesus, increase all around you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. And now, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. Make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or Mixlr audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.